Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No shift here for the Rays. Loud on the right of second in the pitch. Swinging a pop fly shallow right. Charging Margot. He is under it. And the Tampa Bay Rays have just won the American League pennant. For the second time in franchise history, the Rays are on their way to the World Series.
Tampa Bay Rays and Dodgers begin the World Series tonight. Most people won't watch. That's the truth. That's where baseball is right now. Most people will not be watching the World Series.
At least you got the Dodgers in it.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
I mean, if you're going to talk about old draw, old baseball, like there's going to be interest there. And with Mookie.
I think there's a Red Sox angle, and there's a couple of obvious ones. Number one is that this is Chaim Bloom's team going to the World Series. The Tampa Bay Rays, who were run by Chaim Bloom up until a year ago, are now in the World Series. And Andrew Friedman, who formerly ran the Rays, is now in Dodger land. So there is an element of, could this be the Red Sox future? First of all, the biggest thing that jumps off the page at you about these two teams is, number one, the Rays are 28th in payroll in Major League Baseball, and the team they're going up against is second in payroll in Major League Baseball. So they're not exactly functioning the same way. The Rays have done more with less. Is there a model for the Red Sox to follow the Rays with Chaim Bloom running the team to be in the World Series with a payroll that ranks 28th? No. No shot.
Not
There's
here.
There's no way they're going to be 28th in payroll.
No.
But is there something to take away from the Rays being there? Does it make you feel good that Chaim Bloom is now the executive here watching the Rays get to the World Series?
Yeah, you'd have to be a moron not to say that. Not a moron, but you understand now why you're interested in this type of guy. Track record. Right? It's what you like. Why did you like Dombrowski when they brought him in? Because the guy was going to go out and spend and do what he had to do to go get guys. You may not agree with it, but he'll quickly fill that cupboard and try and win. And they did. This guy does it differently. Do you think that Chicago was excited when they got Theo Epstein based on the way he built the Boston Red Sox and how that trended and how he broke a curse and you didn't break a curse yet? And he came to Chicago to help you break that curse.
I think there is a misconception about the Rays, though. Let me read from Chad Jennings at The Athletic on this team and Chaim Bloom's involvement with the Rays. Is it homegrown? He writes, not so fast. The Rays' ALCS roster included only five of their own draft picks, plus two international free agents and one undrafted player that was signed by the organization. He said the Red Sox had more homegrown players than that this year.
Right.
He said a reasonable Red Sox playoff roster would have included at least nine homegrown players, including most of their everyday lineup. And that is without including Andrew Benintendi, among others. He says, how did the Rays build their roster if it isn't homegrown? Through trades, mostly. Their ALCS roster had 14 players that were acquired through trade. And that was without three others who played fairly meaningful roles during the regular season. The Rays have done this through trading players. Trades, including the one that happened in January for Randy Arozarena, who, by the way, if you haven't seen this guy, I really like him. Now, they had to give up the 16th overall pick and a pitching prospect to get that deal done back in January with the Cardinals. But he's emerged as a bit of a star here. was a decent prospect that they looked at and said, we think this guy could be good. They gave up a big-time pitching prospect to get him, and he's looked great. Now, maybe he sort of peters out later on, and he's not the player we think he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worked for the Rays through trades, not through drafting.
Yeah.
I guess the drafting is, you say, well, yeah, you can't do those trades unless you're drafting high. Here's why it gives me hope, so. It means that a guy like Chaim Bloom's not married to the picks. He's willing to draft high prospects and then move them to get better faster. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does.
He could draft someone this year, and a year from now be flipping him for something that could help them away.
No, you do, and he's going to have that collateral here to do it, too, and you're going to be able to spend some money. They will give him the ability to spend it. But the biggest question is he going to be able to pick his own manager and build it the way he wants if that Tampa has his stamp on it?
All right, what's more meaningful, the manager or the guys you acquire?
The guys you acquire.
Okay, so that's why I wouldn't say that the manager is the most important part, picking your own manager or not. What will be more important and what we will grade him on, let's say Alex Cora does come back and he's terrible, right? And it's a bad fit. For him and Bloom to work together.
See, but Alex had a good veteran team. You know what I mean?
Which I don't think will happen. But yeah, if he were to not get along with the front office, or there was some discord there, are we going to put Chaim Bloom on the hook for that? I don't think we would.
No.
I think we'd say that's ownership. They love Alex Cora.
Yeah.
So
that's meddling ownership then.
So in one way, in some ways, Chaim Bloom might benefit from hiring Alex Cora back. Because nobody's going to pin it on him if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, you guys loved him. I wasn't here when he was here, so you're the ones that told me to bring him back. So it's your guy.
It's like a free shot, free pick.
I'm going grocery shopping. He's supposed to cook the groceries a little bit, a little bit. Because I thought this was going to be a collaborative effort, right? That was stressed from day one when they went and got Chaim Bloom. Collaborative. We'll see.
Yes.
But Cora inherited a really good veteran team here.
He did.
You just wonder how would he do with some of the players he's going to supply him with. Project-type players, system-play players, maybe not superstars. And we don't know how he'll manage that. Yeah, the Houston team was loaded, too.
And by the
way, sat there on a bench and watched a loaded Houston team win.
I do need to point out the obvious, that Chaim Bloom, when he was here in January, was not making the Randy Arozarena trade. But I'm talking philosophically. Just to keep the facts in order here, he did not trade the pitching prospect. His predecessors did, not him. But I think it speaks to an organizational philosophy when you're talking about 14 guys on the roster that have been brought in through trades. They're a team that is willing to trade pieces and trade draft picks and prospects and turn them into the win now. What is it in here now?
It's bad.
It's getting bad. Hardy, it's distracting. Whew.
I think Hardy feels
those two bottles of water in front of the fan are not helping.
No.
Yeah, it is getting warmer. It's absolutely getting warmer now.
Ears are sweating inside my headphones.
It's just a little distracting. Here's the other part of the World Series that interests me. Mookie Betts, is he going to have some validation if he plays well in this World Series?
He's got a hit.
Or sucking in the last time he was.
Hardy's right. He's got a hit.
We know he can catch. All the defense in the world is not going to validate him.
Thanks, Jackie Bradley.
Well, wait a minute. He's still got an OPS like around 900 here. It's not like he's totally.
I'm not comparing him to Jackie Bradley, but like we go gaga over the catch.
But Jackie Bradley crushed it in the playoffs in 18.
Yeah, Mookie didn't.
Mookie did not.
Yep. Fair.
Fair.
I think it's fair to say that Mookie absolutely needs to perform in this spot before we start saying that the guy can't play when it really is on the line.
Mm.
One time that could be a fluke. He didn't have a great postseason. All right, that's a postseason. And he's been spectacular defensively, but I think the Dodgers will feel validated, as will Mookie Betts, if he goes out and he hits in this World Series and he plays well. And it is going to be painful to watch the entire thing. It's going to be painful to watch Mookie Betts perform in a World Series and get right back onto that stage while we're sitting here in Boston wondering where the hell do they go next. Alan is in Florida today. Alan, good to hear from you.
Good to talk to you, and it's refreshing to at least talk a little bit about this. The comedy act that's on next for 12 days, all they did is talk about what Cam Newton had for dinner. Anyway, I mean, it's ludicrous. But a couple of things. Number one, it's a little misconception. Bloom never really ran the show in Tampa, number one. He was always like second banana. And to me, if Cora is the manager, it's showing me that the Henry is in charge. If Bloom picks somebody else, it picks his own guy, then they're going to give him a little room to maneuver. That's another thing. No one. It is the most ridiculous, asinine thing to think that the Red Sox benefited, like this imbecile Joe Tomasi, John Tomasi, and the great Maserati, that the Red Sox are going to be better for trading a franchise player that they might not have again in the next 30 years. It's totally asinine. I mean, these guys have no idea what they're talking about. You know, your wonderful station didn't rehire Sean McAdam, who knows more about baseball's little finger than this imbecile John Tomasi.
Why is it that Maz...
Tomasi doesn't work for us.
Why is it that Maz does not like Mookie Betts, Alan? Does that irritate you like it does the rest of us?
It doesn't irritate me. It shows what an imbecile he is. He's the second best player in baseball.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10.
And by the way, imbecility. He got two hits in the last game. I mean, anybody on the Dodgers, including the great shortstop, every player, including the manager, said the difference between this year's team and the last couple of years when they lost is Mookie Betts. I mean, he's a franchise player that comes along once in a lifetime, and you don't just let him go and spend all this money on David Price. I mean, every move they made, how they've won four championships is just a miracle. I love it, I have to admit, but I love that part of it. How they did it, I'll never know, because they don't know what they do. This team right now, believe it or not, is almost in worse shape than any team in baseball, including, like, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, because
they have nowhere to go. They have no one to trade to get anything. The free agent market stinks this year.
And they have a big payroll. They have a big fat payroll too,
and they have a big fat payroll.
Yeah, it's not a great spot to be in. It's going to take a few years to get out of this mess. But the good news is, the Red Sox don't have a manager yet. They may have one in a few days, or a few weeks, when the World Series ends, whenever that may be. They are announcing big plans over at the ballpark zone. Development plans.
Nice.
I got an email about it yesterday.
They put an ice cream shop in.
Apparently, big things are happening over there. What it might mean. We'll tell you about that. We'll get back to your calls on the Patriots, the World Series, all of it's in the mix next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No shift here for the Rays. Loud on the right of second in the pitch. Swinging a pop fly shallow right. Charging Margot. He is under it. And the Tampa Bay Rays have just won the American League pennant. For the second time in franchise history, the Rays are on their way to the World Series.
Tampa Bay Rays and Dodgers begin the World Series tonight. Most people won't watch. That's the truth. That's where baseball is right now. Most people will not be watching the World Series.
At least you got the Dodgers in it.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
I mean, if you're going to talk about old draw, old baseball, like there's going to be interest there. And with Mookie.
I think there's a Red Sox angle, and there's a couple of obvious ones. Number one is that this is Chaim Bloom's team going to the World Series. The Tampa Bay Rays, who were run by Chaim Bloom up until a year ago, are now in the World Series, and Andrew Friedman, who formerly ran the Rays, is now in Dodgerland. So there is an element of, could this be the Red Sox future? First of all, the biggest thing that jumps off the page at you about these two teams is, number one, the Rays are 28th in payroll in Major League Baseball, and the team they're going up against is second in payroll in Major League Baseball. So they're not exactly functioning the same way. The Rays have done more with less. Is there a
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050. Or gamblinghelplinema.org.
The former QB always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let me read you a story based on the press release put out yesterday. I'll read from Michael Silverman and Tim Logan at the Globe, the team-owned newspaper. No shot at either of those guys. I'm just saying, factually speaking, the Red Sox also own the Globe. It says, the owners of the Red Sox and the owners of the Boston Globe, no, I added that line, are moving into the real estate development business, partnering with a prominent developer in an ambitious long-term venture that would transform the neighborhood just outside the walls of Fenway Park. The five-acre project would feature office space, apartment buildings, retail stores, and possibly a hotel.
Sounds nice.
Along with public art and green space.
I like art.
It would be built on four sites along Jersey, Lansdowne, and Van Ness Streets, as well as Brookline Avenue. The parcels of land are owned by the Fenway Sports Group Real Estate, subsidiary of the Red Sox parent company, Fenway Sports Group, and the D'Angelo family, owners of 47 Brand, Twins Enterprises, that whole crew.
Oh, the hats and t-shirts.
Yes. Owned that property for a long time. Those two owners, Fenway Sports and the D'Angelos, are partnering with WS Development. WS Development. They are a retail developer that in recent years has shepherded the 23-acre Seaport Square complex.
Oh, that's good time.
I think they also had something to do with Legacy Place, if I remember that correctly.
I'll tell you what, I told Jim this the other day. I was driving on the Pike, heading out west. I had to go do an appearance out there. And I passed the Warrior Ice Arena and the Arbuck Center down there. And when we first started doing shows, I remember what a dump it was around there. And how they built that up. Holy crap, since last hockey season, we were down there. Last time we were a Warrior.
Yeah.
If high-rise is now across from Warrior, like you can't even see across the street. It's the developed area down there and how nice it looks.
Is there a music venue going in down there, too? It's a bad time to be building one of those.
It's unbelievable in 1 year how that place exploded. And you could tell where it was heading. I mean, we saw the apartments down there kind of catty-corner from where Warrior was, but... You know, they started to put in the flatbread company there, and there was a coffee shop, and there was an herbal, you know, nice lotion store, and the New Balance building, and that place exploded. So you could sort of see, like, okay, I can envision something like that over there by Fenway. Like, that'd be neat. Because the ballpark ain't going anywhere then, right? If they're going to do this.
Well, that would be my takeaway from this, though, as I was telling you this morning. This is a long-term venture, according to Sam Kennedy. He says, we are not some joint venture that is just looking to maximize height or density. We want to create value, but we have to make sure we do no harm to Fenway Park and the fan experience. Long-term investment, creating value, improving the neighborhood beyond the improvements that have already happened there, which have been really unbelievable in the last 20 years or so.
And it's done nice job.
That neighborhood is completely transformed in that time. They're never moving out of that ballpark.
No.
They are never going to leave. And here's a question I have. If they were to leave that ballpark right now and go somewhere else, in the city and build somewhere else? Are they worried that they wouldn't sell the same tickets that they sell now because they are in that ballpark?
I was going to ask you, what's the draw? What's the draw then? The ballpark's the draw.
They know the ballpark is a draw. It is. People go to that park that come to Boston from elsewhere to go see the park. And there are people that are not that into baseball anymore that still go because it's part of a growing up experience in Boston. They've got to bring their kids to that ballpark and watch a game there. If the team blows and they're playing in some other ballpark, you know, nice, new, but somewhat cookie cutter.
Camden Yards.
If you're playing in the Boston version of Camden Yards.
It's gorgeous there. Nobody goes.
Are you worried you're not selling the same tickets anymore? Do you become just like every other team?
I think you have to be.
Where you actually have to perform on the field at all times to get the tickets sold in the ballpark.
It's like you go to any amusement park. And what's the first place you kind of run to with your kids? You go to the old time, not Ferris wheel, but carousel. Everybody wants to ride the carousel, right? Everybody rode it as a kid because it's the classic.
So
it's you, you go see a game or you go to summer in Boston, you got to make a venture over to Fenway.
I also wonder if it is a sort of a plan against the decline of baseball. The baseball is not a draw in a lot of places now. Well, we don't have just baseball here. We have the park itself. It's a tourist. The park is a tourist attraction.
So let's elevate the park.
By the way, for good reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deservedly so.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
If you've never been there, I mean, that's a pretty cool experience.
It's a cool place to go and take your kid.
There are fewer and fewer cool stadium experiences in sports. They're all sort of the same when they build them now. And they all get torn down like 30, 40 years later. They're done. They're toast. So, for the Red Sox, they've got a draw like Wrigley is a draw. Fenway is a draw. Yankee Stadium, they don't even have the old Yankee Stadium anymore. They've got a new cookie cutter in a way. I know that it's unique in some ways, but it's pretty much when you're walking through the concourse, you could be walking through the concourse at the new Rangers ballpark or the new Braves ballpark. They're all sort of the same inside. Are they going to ride that thing out until the end of time just because it's a draw?
I would.
You know, Fenway, for all the renovations, $350 million of renovations, it still is going to have a shelf life.
Beetle.
You can't use it for another 150 years.
It's a cathedral.
It's a cathedral.
We're taking down the cathedral of Boston.
Think about it.
Army mateys.
Think about it, blown away where you got the old guy sitting there. Give me that Fenway, friend. Give me that spicy mustard. Give me two. Give me some of that. You want the old tin container of the Fenway Frank guy carrying around. Frank's here. Hot Frank.
Taking down the Cathedral of Boston.
Now, the cathedral.
Priceless.
Priceless. You can't tear that thing down anymore. It's historic. You can't get rid of it. It's stuck there.
Now, any chance they had came and went after the 100th anniversary. Once they hit 100 years on that park and got another World Series in there, now you can't. I mean, they had a window, but the window's gone.
I think the real window is probably in the 90s. When that conversation had started to pick up a little bit, then you had the Save Fenway Park crowd. But in the early 90s, the park was freaking falling apart. And it was bad. And they had an opportunity. They could have bought the land somewhere else at a somewhat reasonable price. You know, they kicked around the seaport. Well, that didn't happen. Southie, not a fan of stadiums. But all those people are gone now. They all moved out. Yeah. Southie. Very few people from Southie living in Southie, it feels like.
That's what I hear.
You know? And now with the pandemic, I hear all the kids want to move out of there, too.
Oh,
they want to go back home.
It's not fun anymore.
Yeah, it's not fun. What? 617-779-0985. Jake in Boston, go ahead.
Four things, boys. I'll go through them quick. One, Chaim Bloom's Mookie Betts trade was excellent. Ownership didn't want Mookie, but he maximized every bit of that return. And John Henry's PR forced Gratterall to not be part of that deal. Gratterall can deal.
How was it a good deal if they didn't get Gratterall?
You got three really good players. Well, the initial deal, you got three really good players for an expiring contract, the contract that you were going to, that was going to expire. You got Verdugo, you got Jeter Downs, who's going to be a very good player, and Gratterall is going to, you're going to watch him in the World Series. He deserves credit for that deal. Two, most important football point, Have any of the gutless reporters down in Foxborough asked Cam Newton about his arm angle? Because it looks lower than it was 3 years ago, much less where he was at when he won the MVP. And that is a fatal flaw for him. That is something he's not going to be able to overcome unless he sucks it up and starts throwing the ball higher over offensive line. Number three. Do you boys remember when I called you last month and specifically pointed out that Sony Michel was eating at steakhouses and not exactly socially distancing? How did that work out? Not so well for him. And then lastly, after this debacle on Sunday, do you know what your coaching staff was up to? They were at a toddler's birthday party. That was Stevie.
Oh, my
Bias.
God. Are what you day kidding was this? Me? How dare they?
What day?
Listen, that was Sunday right after the game. Listen, Blakely Belichick's got a multi-million-dollar trust fund and can get into any college she wants in New England. Her frozen birthday party can wait as they look at game film and what they did wrong and the 49ers here.
Okay, we'll stop it there, Jake. Thank you.
Get into any college. Do you think they were bringing her cash to the birthday party? I don't understand how getting into any college she wants.
Wait, I mean, it's like Goodfellas and they had the wedding. You stand in line for you go in the house and you got an envelope full of cash.
Okay, but that's how you thing. Get in the party. I don't think you give toddlers cash for their birthday gift.
By the way, I've seen the images of Sony Michel where he was eating with his family and he was not in a restaurant with other people. He was in a private room somewhere. Yeah. I'm not even sure it was a restaurant. It almost looked like it was some sort of banquet facility in a hotel, possibly. But he was absolutely socially distanced in that one.
To this point about the arm angle, I don't know how, even if you're there every day, even if you think of yourself as a football, either technophobe or hardo or whatever, how would you pose a question to Cam Newton about his arm angle on his release? You know? It'd be like asking Phil Mickelson. It's like, seems like you're a little laid off at the top of your backswing there.
I got a way to ask
it.
I have a way to ask it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How?
Cam, you had a lot of balls tipped at the line of scrimmage. What do you attribute that to?
Are you concerned with the batted balls?
And are you concerned with where you're releasing the football?
I'm just concerned with playing better this week.
But you could ask the question and not have it be offensive.
But you're not going to get an answer.
No, you don't get an answer on anything. But that wasn't a critique of Cam. It was a critique of Nana. And by the way, I'm not sure someone didn't ask the question. I haven't looked at the transcript.
Hardly any. I mean, there's nobody going to be there.
Where's he at?
Did Sanchez ask the question?
He said he was calling us.
Where's Sanchez? Get him on the case.
We're the number one show in Taunton because he knows the mayor. Okay?
He said everybody in Taunton is watching the show.
He said
days.
More people in Taunton watch this show than they do the afternoon show.
They've got a blue ribbon panel commissioned by the mayor to find the most popular show in Taunton. Bingo.
Two wives are friends at the Rotary Club. So that's where he gets his numbers, and he's got the access numbers down there.
617-779-0985. More of your calls on the Patriots. More of your calls on the Rays and the World Series and Mookie Betts. All that's on the way next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Sports Hub. Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I told you guys that filing the service ticket request was a good one.
Air's back on.
The fastest the air's ever been fixed.
Got him here on, guess the truck's outside. Hey, guys. Nice job by your peeps inside. All you do is flip the switch.
Wait,
the breaker was out. All you do is fix the breaker.
The guy who was here to fix it?
And a piece of cake. Fix it in 1 minute.
He emailed you? What did he do?
He didn't email me. He's on Twitter. He said, hey, air should be working, guys.
It was a
love the show.
It was a circuit breaker.
Yeah,
you flipped the switch and we're back
simple.
On.
Something simple.
So we tripped it up.
Yeah, but he appreciates the service run. Yep,
I'll give you credit for putting in the ticket, Beetle.
Thank you.
Feels like ice in here now. Ooh,
I wouldn't go that far. Ricky's in Somerville on the Tampa Bay Rays.
Ricky.
Yeah, hi guys. Long time listener, watcher, first time caller. Tonight's pitch is Tyler Glasnow. Him and Austin Meadows were acquired in a trade with Pittsburgh for Chris Archer. When Archer came up with Tampa Bay, they thought they had a stud, so they signed him, I think, to a 7-year, $28 million contract, bought out a few free agent years, and traded him to another low-market team, Pittsburgh, and they got back Tyler Glasnow and Austin Meadows. I got one question for you. Would you rather have Tyler Glasnow making $500,000, or Nathan Eovaldi making $16 million, or Andrew Benintendi looking for a contract, or Austin Meadows with another 5 years of no money to be paid? And the reason why they have to play like that is they don't get no fans in Tampa, so how can they pay anybody? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, I would say a lot to get to there. So the question is, would you rather have Eovaldi or would you rather have Glasnow? I would say that I'd take the young pitcher. Who?
What you doing now about Eovaldi?
Has upside. Yeah. Why would I not? I don't understand. Like, what the big question there would be? Am I crazy to not fully understand that? I mean,
he sounded a little bit like Derek.
I mean, Glasnow's okay, but he's not like spectacular. He's good. He's decent. He can go out every 5 days. He might turn into something better than that. Austin Meadows. You can. He didn't have a great year this year, but based on his year. Last year or his year the year before in Pittsburgh, yeah, you can sign me up for him, especially after last year. He had more than 30 home runs last year. Yeah. But everybody has more than 30 home runs now, it feels like. So I guess they traded Archer for those two. Good trade.
Yep.
Good trade for them.
But he's right. You know, the ultimate contracts that you have to sign these guys to down there, and based on limited market, those guys are going to go down there and play well.
But it shouldn't mean you don't pay people, though. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean all of a sudden that you can't have people on your roster that make money.
Yeah.
Tom in Londonderry. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, great phone.
Thank you. I will be very quick with my wide receiver take after this, but I profoundly apologize. I have to get this off my chest. This has been brewing for weeks. What the hell is the point of Jake and Boston's calls? Like, what is the point of his calls? Like, no, honestly, I don't mean to go on a rant here. I'll be quick about it. I apologize if I repeat myself. I've been working I work for a big beverage company. Use your imagination. I work in sales. I've been doing all this crap with the pandemic from the start. I haven't had a day off other than scheduled. And I see all these stupid people that feel like they're the greatest person on the planet when they point out, look who wasn't wearing a mask. Look what they were doing outside during a pandemic. Dude, just shut up. If you don't have a sports take, shut up. Oh, please. I'm sorry. I can't stand it, Beetle. I don't know why he gets on the air. But anyway.
He calls. Everyone gets on the air. Yeah, you get on the air.
Like I said, we're in a non-denominational sports show.
Fine. Fair enough. You know, you guys are better human beings than I am, I suppose. Anyway, with the wide receiver thing, like, you guys nailed it on the head. You named all the bags of suck that Belichick has drafted over the years. I don't even, as great as Julian has become, I don't consider Edelman a true wide receiver pick because, one, he was in the seventh round. You're taking a flyer on a guy. And two, he was a quarterback coming out of Kent State. You made a recreation project out of him, and he turned out to be a hell of a wide receiver. Patriots Hall of Famer, Super Bowl MVP. Great shot. But really, it's Deion Branch back in 02? And a whole bag of suck. So when do fans stop saying, oh, when do we start calling these guys a bust? Like, Harry, when are you going to start getting on Belichick more? Because it's been 20 years of, again, it's Deion Branch, a flyer that turned out great in Julian Edelman, and a bag of suck.
I think all that's fair. Bill's taking tons of crap
when you rip the actual players and you go through them in a list, and there's one guy that has final say in all roster decisions, and that's him. So, I mean, it goes without saying that you're kind of ripping him, too. You are.
Yeah, it's tough
when
the
player doesn't work out, it's his player.
Right, and it's tough to defend all this stuff. The one thing I always go back to and always point to, what's the highest draft selection that they've had?
You've got to go back to when they moved around. Seymour was the highest because he was the top 10.
Will Fork was pretty high, too.
Will Fork was 15, I think. They moved around.
We're
with
going back a long time before
Mayo
they've had what we consider.
Hardy, that doesn't explain the way
it doesn't. It doesn't,
hey, Jones,
it doesn't explain
around
all the second and third round stuff. I get it. You know, there are guys that are available, there are guys that get picked after. But when you're just comparing them to other teams that do have traditionally, you know, better picks in terms of order, that's a factor. It's not a huge factor, but it is a factor.
Chad Jackson was the 36th overall pick. That's not a bad pick.
No.
They've used someone.
But was he a bad player?
Oh, he's horrific.
Now, Beadle.
Horrific.
Was absolutely he bad, terrible. Or is it? Did he not live up to expectations?
You know who we left out? We left out Bethel Johnson at 45th overall.
Oh.
Richard Seymour was the highest pick. He was 6th overall. It was 2001. You want the draft positions of the other guys we've named today?
Not
receiver?
Really. Not really.
I told you, Jackson was 36. Who? We got to go a few years later than that to get into the. Yeah, let's see. Taylor Price was 90th overall. Where's Dobson? What number was he in the draft? 59. That's not a terrible pick. I'm sorry.
No.
And you look at that draft. They didn't have a first rounder. Let me give you their first four picks, and you tell me which one is not like the others.
Okay.
Here are the first four picks in 13.
All right.
Jamie Collins, Aaron Dobson, Logan Ryan, Daron Harmon. You got three good picks there. Where's the bad one?
Well, there's a questionable one in there.
There
right
it is.
Two.
Receiver again.
Right around two.
Listen, it's an Achilles heel here.
Yeah.
For them in the drafting department. There's no doubt about that. Okay, we've got the guy on the line that we've been looking for all day.
Oh, who we got?
Who do you think? John in Buffalo.
Hey, John.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you know, Bill Belichick should do what he's got to do and trade for Ryan Fitzpatrick right now, and then he wins another Super Bowl with that Harvard genius. What do you think? What do you guys think about that?
I brought it up earlier in the show. When they made the move to Tua, I said, that's intriguing because that means Fitzpatrick will be available. And he could sling it. I mean, if you're looking for
a genius too, right? Isn't he a genius?
We went to Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't he get the highest score ever on that Wunderlich or something like that?
Yeah, I'd make him shave his beard before he comes here.
No way. You gotta have the beard advantage, man. You gotta have him.
The Patriots are like the Yankees of the NFL.
Dude, Bill Belichick and Ryan Fitzpatrick can run the table for 2 years, I bet.
What about Josh? What do you got on last night's game there,
Josh? How'd Josh Allen do yesterday?
I thought Josh made he took a couple shots. He took a couple shots, but you know what? If he hits on one of them, like Zoe said, they win the game and he's a hero. So what? You're not going to win every single game, and he still looks like an awesome NFL football player to me. That throw to Stephon Diggs, that out in the end zone? Come on, who does that? Who can throw that ball or even catch that pass? That was amazing. You're not winning all of them. Tremaine, I think Tremaine Edmonds needs to step up.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? He needs to be hurt. He must be hurt.
I just start with eliminating the late hits out of bounds on the exact same drive.
And I would also run back Stephon to the line. I would run back to the line of scrimmage as opposed to just
what are your teams in desperation
moseying back.
You know what? You know what? This is all coaching music to my ears. I love you guys watching the Buffalo Bills. That's amazing to me. It's all good.
I like the all blue. I like the all blue.
Watching.
I like it too.
Okay, buddy.
That was a great game last night.
We're friends now.
Have a good day. Good.
See you, John.
Appreciate you taking time away from the hedge fund.
Make money. Money maker. Money.
Rich guy. We have that wealthy crowd, as Zoe told us earlier.
Steph,
in all fairness, had the Bills played at the late game, I probably wouldn't have watched. But I love that 5 o'clock football. Oh.
I said that to Beetle. Bill said,
I keep forgetting there's a game on.
Oh, I could. Chiefs all day. Chiefs.
That's
Bills,
all
Chiefs,
I could
Bills.
Think about.
Chiefs, Bills.
Oh, my God. It was great. And it was fast, too. Those 5 o'clock games, they must have the same deal that the Patriots had. They eliminated a break in each of the quarters. I think I played quick.
Fox broadcasts really, really good with the sound. The crowd stuff. I think CBS just melds it in and just leaves the same crowd throughout. Fox got it. They know it. You know what they got to get rid of? Them stupid caricature cartoon pictures of the players.
Yes. Like, no, nobody likes those.
They look like T-Bone out there holding one of those hammer jacks, you know, hammers.
You know what reminds me of, though, when they got that other Monday night game that they have to fit
in?
Yeah, it reminds me of baseball teams on a getaway day. It's like, huh, they can play in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Interesting.
Huh? It's actually not that tough.
Yeah. Funny how that happens.
Move those football games right along when they want to.
I'll just eliminate those stupid breaks.
It's not they're speeding something else up. I don't know what, but they played quick.
It's like us in Kansas City. So we're going to move faster and eliminate some breaks here in the fourth quarter and in the second quarter. So you can do it. You can do it. You can shuffle some things around.
Let's get to today's takeaway, shall we?
Sure.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5.
Give it to me.
Sports Hub.
Give it the stuff. That's sweet. Fuck stuff. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You can sample how tasty losing weight can actually be with Awaken 180 approved, freshly prepared meals at all Roach Brothers and Brothers Marketplace locations. Weight loss is never bland with Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
We've got one today.
Oh, what do we have?
Sleepiness. Sleepy caller.
Rabbit.
Bob and Ashley. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Is everyone asleep this morning? Hey,
Bob. It's the weather. Hey. Isn't the weather? Everybody tired.
What's up, Bob?
You all right, Bob?
What are you doing, Bob?
Yeah, here's my question. I know it's hard to be critical of the Patriots team that's been to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game seemingly every year.
Yeah.
But myself and my friends in the second half of the dynasty have sat back and wondered, after the draft and after the first few games of the season, why can't the Patriots draft immediate impact players like all the other teams do?
Who said that? Your friends?
It seems like the first two rounds of the dead zone, and everybody who we draft needs at least a redshirt freshman year before they get into the starting lineup. Is there any explanation for this? Or, I mean, I know Cesario is still with us, but it seems like a lot of people under him have departed.
Your wife ever have Cesarean section? Brody's born Cesarean.
I don't know that we're going to talk about that.
Stuff all out on the table.
When the draft picks don't work out, it's Nick Cesario's fault? I'm just...
Cesario.
Whoever. Whatever you want to call him. It's Casario's fault?
Well, we have savants at call, huh?
That's funny how that happens.
Yeah.
When the picks hit, whose picks are they?
Bills.
Oh. But when they don't hit, they're who's?
Casario's.
Okay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
or the guys under him. We're going to blame it on the guys that nobody can really name. Like the average fan has no clue who they are. Please. When they miss, it's Bill. Yeah. When they hit, it's Bill.
It sure is.
He's got the final say.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah. What else we have?
I think that's it.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
I thought we had something like the Heat.
I just saw this. I apologize if you guys mentioned this. The singer from the outfield?
What?
Passed away? Do we know this?
Nope.
Looks like it's on TMZ, yeah.
Jesus.
Said Tony Lewis. Wasn't that the name of the bass player? Wasn't Tony also the name of the bass player that died, though, and they wouldn't perform?
We're going to do outfield tribute tomorrow.
Age is 62, at his home, suddenly and unexpectedly. Yep. Looks like that's happened.
It happens in threes.
Oh, man. What a bummer.
Yeah, well, that goes along with the theme of the day here.
Kind of. It
happens in threes.
So now what? Just end on
outfield,
that note.
Like, do outfield tribute tomorrow. Play all their hits.
I do have you guys trying to figure out how to make a air conditioner.
Yeah,
sure. Blow at me.
I'll do it. I got it.
No, you blow at me. No, you want to blow the air in. Blow it in. You want to blow it in.
Stop it.
All right, great.
No, John. Right, John was the other guy from the outfield that died. All right, never mind.
Okay.
So two down. How many to go?
There's two more. Alan and Simon.
Alan, nice name. Hi, Alan.
All right.
No, that's a cherry on the cake of the day.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Okay. That's...
Coming up tomorrow, we got Bert Breer with us from his office.
South Shore.
On the South Shore.
A real South Shore person.
That's Breer tomorrow.
Yep.
Anything else we need to make note of for tomorrow? That's about it.
We're going to start looking at San Fran a little bit tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep.
I want to talk about trading for Jimmy Garoppolo.
I like that.
Can we do that?
We can do that.
He has departed.
He has departed, but you can always bring him back. Bulger Mass coming your way next. Enjoy your afternoon.
All
Thanks
right.
for being here with us today.
I think Bedard's in. 2 o'clock.
Is it hot in here?
It's,
I feel like it's getting hot again.
It's went back. I feel the humidity again.
Damn.
They're just messing with it up there.
Bye, Zoe.
See you guys. Get some coffee. Iced coffee.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati. Tuesday, October 20th. Tuesdays during the football season. Mass means only one thing. Big boy. It's our buddy Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal. He's on the large side, so it's a big boy Tuesday. You forgot your plushie, Maz. Disappointing.
I know. You have to go out and get it during the break.
Come on, Maz.
Greg Bedard, again, Boston Sports Journal. He's the guy that looks at the film. He breaks it down, pluses, minuses, etc., the whole thing. So Greg is taking a look at Sunday's debacle against the Denver Broncos. And you begin with who? You begin with who, Greg, when you look at the analysis of that game?
Cam Newton. He just, this is now the second game in a row. Same thing against the Raiders where he struggled for stretches and really he played poorly in that game where he's just not seeing the field well enough. He's not seeing open receivers. He's not making decisions quickly enough and it's cost the team. It didn't against the Raiders. They got away with it, but it did in this game and that's where I start.
Okay,
what's going on with this team.
So you saw guys open and plays to be made, and he couldn't pull the trigger.
Yeah, I mean, the worst play was the sack that he took second and 10 at the Denver 24, that last sequence before they lost the game on downs there.
Huge sack. Huge sack. Put him in third and 16. Go ahead.
It was huge, and Damier Bird was wide open on a slant in the middle of the field. He saw him. He pumped or... You know, was gonna pull the trigger. He didn't for some reason.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.